Welcome to Toilet Reviews, where I give you a number two review while you leave a number two in the toilet, and that is the show. I already messed up the intro, but we're rolling with it today, everybody. Happy Tuesday. We are looking at a fun... This is like kind of a different review today for me. I watched this new Japanese anime film yesterday called Blue Giant. And the way I found out about this was actually through ads on Instagram, which is kind of surprising. That is not something that normally works for me. It's usually, I don't know what kind of ads I'm getting on Instagram, but usually things I certainly don't care about very much. But it was kind of just like the 10-second teaser, you know, one of those like really short teasers. And all I could really tell was this movie was about jazz music. That's all I really knew from this teaser. I saw it was produced by G-Kids, who produces all the, like, the Studio Ghibli movies in North America. So I was interested, but knew nothing else about it. I texted a couple friends who I thought might be interested in seeing it with me, and they were excited to go, didn't know about it, like didn't know what it was. So we went together last night, and yeah, really cool experience. It's kind of fun when you get to go to see a movie that you know nothing about. Just like anything, like listening to an album you know nothing about, like the band, let's say they're like brand new for you, a book, a movie, a series, whatever it might be, consuming some sort of medium, like entertainment medium, and not really having expectations or even knowledge of what you're about to see. Because then it leaves a nice open canvas for you to like formulate your own opinions and whatnot. So I've avoided any reviews since I've seen it in the last, whatever, 24 hours. And I've just like kind of sat with it a little bit. And yeah, I'll kind of get into it. Basically, sure enough, this movie was had a lot to do with jazz music. In fact, it was just jazz themed the entire time. Like this was a jazz music like film. And that was the best part about it for me too, because I feel like we've had a lot of jazz movies in the last decade that are good, but they're lacking on the jazz music side of things. And yes, I'm looking at you, La La Land. If you're going to be a movie that claims to be all about jazz, maybe feature a little bit more jazz and not catchy riffs that have whatever. I won't get into that, but this movie follows this boy, Dai Miyamoto, who is just out of high school, moves to Tokyo to be a jazz musician, you know, working whatever jobs he can and just practicing all the time, wherever he can. And he plays the tenor saxophone. And yeah, so he just works, where he starts looking out for other musicians at a certain point, other jazz bars to kind of, you know, widen his circle of jazz musicians, but also just he wants to consume as much jazz as possible, and goes to this performance and sees this other kid, it seems like another kid, playing the piano. And you know, he gets to talking to him after, and yeah, this is Yukinori Sawabe, who's, you know, one of the other main characters. And you know, he's a world-class pianist and loves jazz and doesn't think that there's real good jazz out there. Kind of a little pretentious, kind of like the Ryan Gosling character in La La Land, actually, funny enough, where he's like, this isn't jazz. Like, jazz is so much more than this and better than this. So you get the same vibe there. So they team up and recruit Dai's friend, Shunji Tamada, who he's been like bumming with the first like months that he's in Tokyo. And he's never played drums before, but just picks it up and falls in love with it. He listens to Dai play some saxophone and just is like, wow, this is jazz. So they team up and work together. And even though Yukinori is, you know, hesitant to have Shunji playing the drums because he doesn't know and he's learning as they go, you know, they progress and develop as they go and start playing live shows and everything. And it's just kind of, we see these three go through the like building of a band, just them three, which is kind of a unique three piece for a jazz band. You're always going to have, you know, a drummer and some sort of melodic feature, but you know, having a piano, tenor sax, and drums is kind of interesting, lacking like a bass guitar, for example, which is very common in jazz music, but it fits so well. And that leads me into the music piece of this, which is just phenomenal. The score was done by Hiromi Euhara, who's a Japanese jazz musician, kind of like a legend from my understanding. At the age 14, was already playing with the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, and was, you know, she had a similar story to these guys where, you know, she was very young and had great chance. People gave her chances because of her talent. And so this is her first film score, but she has a plethora of jazz albums that she's recorded, and she is a jazz pianist. And so the soundtrack is incredible, though. And it's not just purely like these big jazz pieces, like for this three piece. There are some, you know, typical just OST, like original soundtrack pieces carrying you through the movie. And this movie is not short. It's 2 hours long. And I would guess that at least over 30, like I would say between 30 and 45 minutes of this movie, you are just watching them perform uninterrupted. Like just you're hearing this song start to finish. And it's really powerful. They utilize different types of animation, and I think it comes through really nice. I'm used to seeing that with animated shows. I don't watch a lot of Japanese anime, but from what I have seen, they do sometimes switch styles depending on if it's like a fight scene or whatever, a more just dialogue-driven scene. And that was the case here with this film. When they were performing, it was just doing so many unique visuals, which was really incredible. And they did have something to build off of here. Blue Giant, originally, before being this Japanese anime film, was actually a manga that was running from 2013 to 2016 over the course of 10 volumes. So they had their basis. I can't speak to the authenticity of the adaptation in terms of like what was cut, what was added, whatnot, because I have not read the manga. But all I know is what they brought to the film was all just so solid and so strong. If you are making a movie about music, you need to have someone really step up and bring that good music to the plate, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And Hiromi really delivered on that front. It does feature a couple other like random songs. Like there's a John Coltrane piece in here too. And it looks like there was help from other artists on the pieces that they played as a three-piece, being that they recorded them together, her on piano, someone else on drums, someone else on tenor sax. But just super powerful. And one of the tracks is even just sax and drums. Basically, you know, some tragedy occurs in the movie that one of them can't perform anymore, Yukinori. And just hearing only saxophone and a drummer was so interesting to me. I played drums in a jazz band when I was in junior high school, so a long time ago, and at a very beginner level, of course, but I've been able to, you know, grow an appreciation for jazz music over my life. And although I don't know a lot, I just love to listen to it. So it was really fun to just to watch this. And another thing I really loved in this movie was the attention to detail. Throughout the movie, we're seeing different drum kits, different pianos. He always has the same tenor sax, but you know, they switch it up with like different brands of piano. Like you'll have Yamahas here and just other brands there. But with the percussion especially, they had three different brands of drum heads, which like was so interesting to me that they got that detailed into it. And they were using like K custom Zildjian cymbals, which is just like a specific line from a specific brand. Just the attention to detail here. And I am curious now if the manga also had this detail. I assume it did. And it was fun watching it because there are times where you're watching people play music in a movie and it doesn't look right. It doesn't add up. And especially in animated movies. But this one lined up perfectly. I don't play the saxophone, so I can't speak to that. But from my piano playing and just getting glimpses of it, and especially as a drummer, it was just right. And I really appreciated that, especially to the point of when the kid is first playing drums, you can just see him struggling, how he holds his arms and everything. I've said it and I'll say it again. The attention to detail here was phenomenal. And it just tells a beautiful story of these three kids rising up into sort of local fandom over the course of their 18 months that they play together, ending in tragedy with one of the characters getting injured and not being able to play anymore, but not being torn apart as friends who went on this journey together. So a really beautiful film that I highly recommend. It just released on Saturday, being, yeah, what, October 8th? So, 7th, sorry. And just, I don't know, something about this, coming in with these low expectations and just being blown away like this. Me and my friends looked at each other and were just like, wow, after. And yeah, if you like jazz music, if you like anime, if you just want a new film to see, I'd really recommend this. I'm going to go with, I don't know, like 9 out of 10. Yeah. Classic me, giving things great reviews because I'm only consuming things that I really like, apparently. But there you have it. The national day today is World Mental Health Day. This is obviously very important. We all deal with mental health on some level, and we are all surrounded by people who are dealing with it on their own level. And I just hope we can be cognizant of that and recognize people are going through hard things. We are going through hard things too. Let's just love each other and be there for each other and try and build a better tomorrow based on, you know, that. And yeah, that's all I have to say about that, I guess. Just love each other. Thank you for listening to today's Toilet Reviews. This was a long one, and I'm grateful to have you here with me. See you on the next one. Bye. And one fun fact, a year ago today, we did the Cowboy Bebop soundtrack. So, you know, maybe October 10th is also going to be just Jazz Day moving forward. Have a good one. Bye.